welcome you back. Mike and Lisa Austin here on this end, you on that end, here at Magnificat Radio, MagnificatMedia.com. Thank you for perusing our website and tuning in here today to your morning tradition where we are
living our faith.
All righty. Coming up, Louis Tafari this week, Dave Conder. We're going to talk to Dave about the CD. Remember, this is their choir. They did that CD.
I remember that.
We're going to talk to him a little later. Oh, and coming up, we will be getting to Stephen Cox with your news of the day. Cox News. Hey, Magnificat News. Magnificat Media News is coming up. But right now, before we get too far, we want to please welcome to the Magnificat Media Hotline from way out in Buffalo, New York, from Catholic Family News, our good friend. Oh, and now Catholic Family News Media, or CFN Media, John Venneri. John, what is that? You're doing something with the media thing or videos?
Well, yes. It's Catholic Family News, of course, is the newspaper, and then I've been putting out relatively short videos through something called CFN Media, but they're all on my webpage at cfnews.org. Everything is there. I should tell you, too, the entire paper's not online, but various articles from the paper are online.
Right, right. Yeah, we've been watching, we've been reading, and, you know, when like we were saying before, when we set up this little interview, I thought, gosh, we should talk about who in fact is a fundamentalist, according to the Pope, and now there's even more stuff to talk about now. Where do we begin?
Well, I remember years ago, this is during the Bill Clinton days, and Rush Limbaugh, I happened to hear a radio program of his where he said, it's very difficult commenting because Clinton says something outrageous today, so on tomorrow's radio program, you are answering the lunacy that was said the day before, but at the very time that you're doing that, Clinton is spouting more lunacy today.
Right.
So it's I'm starting to call Francis Pope Blitzrig the Terrible.
Oh, whoa. Whoa, okay.
Because
when the lightning strikes, John, I'll be in my bunker here.
Because you know, we're just overwhelmed with one thing after the next.
That's true.
When we were covering the synod, and Chris Ferrara and I, we were doing videos every day. Yeah. We did about 9 videos. We were doing them each day. But at one point, I don't remember which one it was, but one point when I opened, I said, you know, I told the audience, we've changed the topic of this video 3 times in preparation because one thing after the next was coming out.
Yeah, we followed your video posted. In fact, I stole some of the audio from a couple of them, a little snippets of it here and there.
Yeah, okay. They were very good.
Yeah.
That it was quite a time.
Well, let's
following all that.
Let's get to it because so coming back from the synod, this was on the plane when the Pope said fundamentalists. Basically, it's the criminal activity, and then we wonder who are the fundamentalists. I think it's you and me, isn't it?
Well, yes, yeah. Basically, just so the viewer can't say we said anything out of context. Here's what he said. He says, now I should say, too, that this is an accurate reproduction of what he said. Our friends at LifeSite News, they posted about this, and of course they had all these people saying, oh, you're making it up, and this is not true.
Right.
So they actually got the video, and they posted, so you can see and hear Francis saying this. But here's what he says. He says, fundamentalism is a sickness that is in all religions. We Catholics have some, and not some, many, okay? Important point. He says there are many fundamentalists who believe in absolute truth and go ahead dirtying the other with calumny, with disinformation, and doing evil. They do evil, Francis said. I say this because it is my church. We have to combat it. Religious fundamentalism is not religious because it lacks God. It is idolatry, like the idolatry of money. Okay, he said other things on that jet that shook up a lot of people, rightly so. But we're just talking about the fundamentalism quote at this point.
Well, you know, as a convert, when I converted, I was looking for the absolute truth. I thought Christ is truth. There is an absolute truth. Where does it live? It turns out it's in the Catholic Church. And now we're hearing from the leader of that same said church that no, there isn't?
Well, you know, as I pointed out in the little video I did, is that to know what he's talking about regarding so-called fundamentalists, you really have to be familiar with the modernist literature and the modernist commentary that have been going on since the council and, of course, as a result of the council. And in that literature, it is the traditional Catholic or the what they would call the super conservative Catholic who is always deprecated as the fundamentalist. Back in 2003, when the Fatima was getting involved with this, they built that huge monstrosity of it looks like a spaceship or a whale aquarium.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you're
I don't
right.
know what you want to call it, but they called it a basilica. And it was clear that they were headed towards an interfaith orientation because I actually went to the interfaith, interreligious conference that they had there with various religions, a Jacques Dupuy and Archbishop Fitzgerald. And sizing everything up, you know, I said it's just a matter of time before we see some sort of pagan ritual take place at Fatima. Of course, we were attacked by Father Robert Fox. Monsignor Guerra would never do that. He's a personal friend of mine, Fox said. But lo and behold, just a couple months later, they allowed a group of Hindus to bus down from Lisbon, from their temple in Lisbon. Mm-hmm. This is televised on Portuguese television. We have the entire news report, and they conducted a Hindu ritual inside the Chapel of the Apparitions, the very spot where Our Lady appeared.
Wow.
Right. The video is striking. That video is striking. You even had some of it on the little clip in your news thing.
Yeah, I did, yes. And so when we, of course, spoke up against that, there was a Franciscan brother in Fatima, located in Fatima itself, writing for the Fatima newspaper, a so-called Catholic newspaper. And he said that basically those of us who spoke up against this, he denounced us as Taliban Catholics.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
They called us Taliban Catholics, grimy fundamentalists who won't move with the times. So this is, you know, and we've been called Taliban before, but this is the whole point. It is the traditional Catholic that is called the fundamentalist in a deprecating way. And I've got that quote. Do you want me to quote that to the Ecumenical Journal, Bellefebvre?
Please do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Taliban Catholic is one thing, but this is a little more formal and a little more thought out. There is a ecumenical journal and an ecumenical group based in Rome called CEDIC, the International Jewish Catholic Documentation Service, okay?
Right.
And they were founded in Rome at the request of Vatican II progressivists to keep the work going regarding what was started with Nostra Aetate, which is the document on the Jews. And they had a special issue in 1999 about religious fundamentalism. And basically, it was about various groups within all denominations, as we'll call it, all religions, who are resisting ecumenism. And people, those inside of Judaism, those in Islam, those in Protestantism, they spotlighted Ian Paisley, the Scottish Ian Paisley. And, of course, the main Catholic personality or character that they spotlighted as opposing ecumenism from inside the Catholic Church is Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre.
Imagine that.
Yeah, no surprise there. But what they said about Lefebvre was remarkably revealing. I'll just read what it said.
Please.
It said, Lefebvre's refusal to accept ecumenism originates in the clear teaching from the Magisterium, the encyclical Satis Cognitum of Leo XIII, 1886, the encyclical Mortalium Animus of Pius XI, 1928, the December 20th, 1949 instruction of the Holy Office regarding ecumenism. The only ecumenism accepted by Lefebvre and his followers is that which strives for the unconditional return of the members of other confessions to the one Church of Christ, the Roman Catholic Church. I'm still quoting.
Okay.
This hardened sectarianism is precisely the kind of logic which Vatican II, through profound reflection on the nature of the Church, refused to accept. Though rooted in tradition, they say, the scope of the Council's reflection was without precedent in the history of Christianity. For integralist ecumenism is one of the fundamental betrayals of Vatican II. Close quote.
Wow.
Deep
so
breath.
This is their definition. This is the modernist definition. And we know, you know, that Francis is definitely part of the modernist school.
Hang on, John. The music has started. That means we're going to need to take a break. We're going to do this and come back and talk some more with John Venneri.
Just makes your head spin.
It makes your jaw drop, your head spin, and hit your knees, everybody. Grab that rosary. Holy cow. More with John Venneri from Catholic Family News on the way. Stephen Cox is coming up here in just a second on this break with update on the news of the day.
Yeah, hopefully there's better news.
let's hope. It's on the way next here at Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com, where we are.
Living our faith.
We welcome you back. Mike and Lisa Austin here on this end, you on that end here at Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com. Thank you for perusing our website and tuning in here today to your morning tradition where we are
living our faith.
All righty. Coming up, Louis Tofari this week, Dave Condor. We're going to talk to Dave about the CD. Remember, this is their choir. They did that CD.
I remember that.
We're going to talk to him a little later. Oh, and coming up, we will be getting to Stephen Cox with your news of the day. Cox News. Magnificat News, Magnificat Media News is coming up. But right now, before we get too far, we want to please welcome to the Magnificat Media Hotline from way out in Buffalo, New York, from Catholic Family News, our good friend. Oh, and now Catholic Family News Media, or CFN Media, John Venneri. John, what is that? You're doing something with the media thing or videos?
Well, yes. It's Catholic Family News, of course, is the newspaper, and then I've been putting out relatively short videos through something called CFN Media, but they're all on my webpage at cfnews.org. Everything is there. I should tell you, too, the entire paper's not online, but various articles from the paper are online.
Right, right. Yeah, we've been watching, we've been reading, and, you know, when like we were saying before, when we set up this little interview, I thought, gosh, we should talk about who, in fact, is a fundamentalist, according to the Pope, and now there's even more stuff to talk about now. Where do we begin?
Well, I remember years ago, this is during the Bill Clinton days, and Rush Limbaugh, I happened to hear a radio program of his where he said, it's very difficult commenting because Clinton says something outrageous today, so on tomorrow's radio program, you are answering the lunacy that was said the day before, but at the very time that you're doing that, Clinton is spouting more lunacy today.
Right.
So it's I'm starting to call Francis Pope Blitzkrieg the Terrible.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Because
when the lightning strikes, John, I'll be in my bunker here.
Because you know, we're just overwhelmed with one thing after the next.
That's true.
When we were covering the synod, and Chris Ferrara and I, we were doing videos every day. Yeah. We did about 9 videos. We were doing them each day. But at one point, I don't remember which one it was, but one point when I opened, I said, you know, I told the audience, we've changed the topic of this video 3 times in preparation because one thing after the next was coming out.
Yeah, we followed your video posted. In fact, I stole some of the audio from a couple of them, a little snippets of it here and there.
Yeah, okay. They were very good.
Yeah.
It was quite a time.
Well, let's
following all that.
Let's get to it because the okay. So coming back from the synod, this was on the plane when the Pope said fundamentalists. Basically, it's the criminal activity, and then we wonder who are the fundamentalists. I think it's you and me, isn't it?
Well, yes, yeah. Basically, just so the viewer can't say we said anything out of context, here's what he said. He says, now, I should say, too, that this is an accurate reproduction of what he said. Our friends at LifeSite News, they posted about this, and of course they had all these people saying, oh, you're making it up, and this is not true.
Right.
So they actually got the video, and they posted, so you can see and hear Francis saying this. But here's what he says. He says, fundamentalism is a sickness that is in all religions. We Catholics have some, and not some, many, okay? Important point. He says there are many fundamentalists who believe in absolute truth and go ahead dirtying the other with calumny, with disinformation, and doing evil. They do evil, Francis said. I say this because it is my church. We have to combat it. Religious fundamentalism is not religious because it lacks God. It is idolatry, like the idolatry of money. Okay, he said other things on that jet that shook up a lot of people, rightly so. But we're just talking about the fundamentalism quote at this point.
Well, you know, as a convert, when I converted, I was looking for the absolute truth. I thought Christ is truth. There is an absolute truth. Where does it live? It turns out it's in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're hearing from the leader of that same said church that, no, there isn't?
Well, you know, as I pointed out in the little video I did, is that to know what he's talking about regarding so-called fundamentalists, you really have to be familiar with the modernist literature and the modernist commentary that have been going on since the council and, of course, as a result of the council. And in that literature, it is the traditional Catholic or the what they would call the super conservative Catholic who is always deprecated as the fundamentalist. Back in 2003, when the Fatima was getting involved with this, they built that huge monstrosity of it looks like a spaceship or a whale aquarium.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you're
I don't know what you you want to call it, but they called it a basilica. And it was clear that they were headed towards an interfaith orientation because I actually went to the interfaith, interreligious conference that they had there with various religions, a Jacques Dupuy and Archbishop Fitzgerald. And sizing everything up, you know, I said it's just a matter of time before we see some sort of pagan ritual take place at Fatima. Of course, we were attacked by Father Robert Fox. Monsignor Guerra would never do that. He's a personal friend of mine, Fox said. But lo and behold, just a couple months later, they allowed a group of Hindus to bus down from Lisbon, from their temple in Lisbon. Mm-hmm. This is televised on Portuguese television. We have the entire news report, and they conducted a Hindu ritual inside the Chapel of the Apparitions, the very spot where Our Lady appeared.
Wow.
Right. The video is striking. That video is striking. You even had some of it on the little clip in your news thing.
Yeah, I did, yes. And so when we, of course, spoke up against that, there was a Franciscan brother in Fatima, located in Fatima itself, writing for the Fatima newspaper, a so-called Catholic newspaper. And he said that basically those of us who spoke up against this, he denounced us as Taliban Catholics.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
They called us Taliban Catholics, you know, grimy fundamentalists who won't move with the times. So this is, you know, and we've been called Taliban before, but this is the whole point, that it is the traditional Catholic that is called the fundamentalist in a deprecating way. And I've got that quote. Do you want me to quote that to the Ecumenical Journal about Lefebvre?
Please do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Taliban Catholic is one thing, but this is a little more formal and a little more thought out. There is a ecumenical journal and an ecumenical group based in Rome called CEDIC, the International Jewish Catholic Documentation Service, okay?
Right.
And they were founded in Rome at the request of Vatican II progressivists to keep the work going regarding what was started with Nostra Aetate, which is the document on the Jews. And they had a special issue in 1999 about religious fundamentalism. And basically, it was about various groups within, within all denominations, as we'll call it, all religions, who are resisting ecumenism. And people, those inside of Judaism, those in Islam, those in Protestantism, they spotlighted Ian Paisley, yeah. The Scottish Ian Paisley, and of course, the main Catholic personality or character that they spotlighted as opposing ecumenism from Ta-da. Inside the Catholic Church is Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre.
Imagine that.
Yeah, no surprise there. But what they said about Lefebvre was remarkably revealing. I'll just read what it said.
Please.
It said, Lefebvre's refusal to accept ecumenism originates in the clear teaching from the Magisterium, the encyclical Satis Cognitum of Leo XIII, 1886, the encyclical Mortalium Animus of Pius XI, 1928, the December 20th, 1949 instruction of the Holy Office regarding ecumenism. The only ecumenism accepted by Lefebvre and his followers is that which strives for the unconditional return of the members of other confessions to the one Church of Christ, the Roman Catholic Church. I'm still quoting.
Okay.
This hardened sectarianism is precisely the kind of logic which Vatican II, through profound reflection on the nature of the Church, refused to accept. Though rooted in tradition, they say, the scope of the Council's reflection was without precedent in the history of Christianity. For integralist ecumenism is one of the fundamental betrayals of Vatican II. Close quote.
Wow.
Deep
so
breath.
This is their definition. This is the modernist definition. And we know, you know, that that Francis is definitely part of the modernist school.
Hang on, John. The music has started. That means we're going to need to take a break. We're going to do this and come back and talk some more with John Venneri.
Just makes your head spin.
It makes your jaw drop, your head spin, and hit your knees, everybody. Grab that rosary. Holy cow. More with John Venneri from Catholic Family News on the way. Stephen Cox is coming up here in just a second on this break with update on the news of the day.
Yeah, hopefully there's better news.
let's hope. It's on the way next here at Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com, where we are
living our faith.